This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Meryl Sechrest has been writing biographies for more than 30 years. She's examined the lives of artists, architects, and composers. Among her subjects, Stephen Sondheim, Leonard Bernstein, Frank Lloyd Wright, and Salvador Dali. Now Sechrest has put her own experience under a microscope. Her new book is called Shoot the Widow, Adventures of a Biographer in Search of Her Subject. Along the way, Sechrest has learned a lot of lessons, sometimes the hard way. For instance, how to separate revealing facts from meaningless detail.
You have to be very selective about your facts, because the shoe size doesn't matter, but something somebody did somewhere may matter a lot.
Another difficulty, family, friends, or other fierce protectors.
You really have to consider who is going to be terribly upset. You know, no matter what you do, you're going to be wrong in somebody's eyes.
Take the challenge of profiling an aging Salvador Dali. The surrealist painter carefully cultivated his outlandish image, and he had a team of people who protected him from scrutiny. Sechrest says when she finally got a chance to interview Dali, it was no easy thing.
Poor man. Well, you know, he was badly burned in a fire. He had also, for reasons that we don't really know, couldn't swallow. And so the man really could barely talk, and when he did, garbling like, you know. So I imagine that the effort was very difficult.
So you wound up having to tell his story without ever actually hearing fully from the subject.
That's right. That's right.
His handlers actually threatened to come after you, and it wasn't the only time that you've been physically threatened. How do you deal
with that when people
try to ward you off the
trail? Well, it was rather unpleasant,
actually. First of all, what did they actually say they were going to do to you?
I got an anonymous threat that someone would break my knees if I wrote about certain aspects. And guess what? I didn't.
So this can be a dangerous business.
Yes, it can. I mean, it's so mad. Who would think that just writing books about harmless people could turn out to be such a kind of tricky thing?
The title of your book is Shoot the Widow. Is that a joke among biographers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's sort of almost a cliché. The idea is, you know, if you want to get at the truth of something, you've got to get rid of the family somehow, by fair means or foul.
So you got to get past the people who run interference.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it seems that adage would certainly apply to one of your subjects, the great architect, Frank Lloyd Wright.
You know, that was just dumb luck, because nobody had really been able to get at the story as long as his widow was alive. Orgavana had an awful lot to hide. She was his last wife, his third wife, and the second got him thrown in jail because he and Orgavana had had an illegitimate child. I mean, one could go on for hours talking about just what happened to Frank Lloyd Wright. But Orgavana did not want certain aspects of his life written about. And so as long as she was alive, one couldn't, you know, you couldn't write the book. But it was just my dumb luck that I came along with the idea a couple of years after she had died. And I was able to get some very frank interviews with the people around Frank Lloyd Wright.
You once wrote, Meryl, that a really successful biographer walks a tightrope between admiring her subject and looking with sympathy on her subject's failings. In this case, in writing about Frank Lloyd Wright, you were writing about someone that you didn't really admire. You never, in the end, came to like him much.
Well, I'm not sure that that's true, but I'm not sure.
I'm basing that on what you actually say in the book.
Well, all right, then. I didn't like him very much.
You write that he was completely unlikable.
Yes, yes. I think that one always wants to like one subject, and most of the time I did and do. But, you know, I decided that my job was to understand. I'm not out to destroy anybody's reputation. That's just not my personality. But I think there are things that I can understand about that person that will make that person into a more rounded human being. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Meryl, I'd like to ask you about Stephen Sondheim. This is a subject for which you had a certain amount of affection. You actually came to be rather close to him. Can you get too close to your subject?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's one of the pitfalls. I became very admiring of Sondheim, but at the same time, I understood that would be a failing in me if I allowed myself to become too cozy and too sort of easily swayed by him, too. I'm somewhere in the middle there.
How did you walk that tightrope? Because if he saw you as a friend, he would be more revealing. So how would you remind him that I'm here as your biographer, not as your friend?
I don't think I ever needed to do that. I think that Steve was always on his guard against me. He's a very intelligent man. He has to know that interviewers are problems sometimes. And the other thing was a kind of self-censorship. There were certain sorts of questions I was never going to ask. I mean, one of the most obvious of those questions is, Steve is a homosexual. He was one who, for many years, did not want to be thought of as a homosexual. And when he decided that he wanted to talk about that, I explained to him that I would take him as far as the bedroom door and no further. And that helped greatly.
You actually carried in with you today some of your interviews with Stephen Sondheim. Can we listen to just a bit of that before we go on?
Let's do.
My mother came on with me a lot in my teens.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognize it as such, but when I got in my late teens and early 20s, I realized what she was doing, you know.
What was it?
Well, I mean, she would sit across from me with her legs spread and
what?
She would lower her blouse and that sort of stuff, yeah.
What?
Oh, come on, you're not that shocked. And Meryl. Okay, if you are, you are.
So he was telling you something rather shocking there.
Yes, he really was. I had no idea that his mother was seductive with him. None whatsoever.
He seemed like he was quite open in that conversation. How did you get him to that point that he was willing to reveal these kinds of things?
I think that I didn't do anything. I think I was just there at the right moment, at the moment when he wanted to talk about this. I really do. I've thought about it a lot. I was just as a voice in the background, gently prompting him to tell me whatever it was. And Steve wanted to talk. And if he hadn't wanted to talk, let me tell you this, I wouldn't have gotten anything, and it didn't matter how clever I was, because he's a very strong personality.
Since you so often write about living subjects, how does the process of doing your work change the subject? How are they affected by the process of being examined and then explained on the page?
Well, you'd have to ask them that. All I can tell you is that I don't think any one of my subjects still alive, not that there are very many, has ever liked my book.
So if someone did say, Meryl, I loved what you wrote, would you be worried about that?
Yeah, I'd be worried.
Meryl Sechrest, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Meryl Sechrest is the author of Shoot the Widow, Adventures of a Biographer in Search of Her Subject.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.